In just a minute, we're going to see how Corva and one of our listeners do with some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, scientists in Britain have made an important discovery about sexual preference. According to their research, men prefer women who are not what?
Well, ugly springs to mind. Taller than they are, more successful than they are. I'm just going down the list here, you know. Smarter.
Yeah, that was next, I guess. You're getting there.
Yeah, there's more.
There's more.
Okay, so keep going.
What's funny about this is that this is something that men usually like to be themselves, and women say they admire it in men, but it doesn't work the other way around.
Oh, funny.
Yes, funny indeed. Men do not like women who are funny.
British men.
No, that's men don't like to be teased.
Is that what it is?
Isn't that what it is?
Well, we don't think that's funny. You see?
A study published in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior has found that men don't like funny women. Sure, they'll laugh at a good joke, but as for settling down and raising a family, not so fast, Elaine Boozler.
So, well, no, what it is that men want other people to laugh at their jokes. They don't want to have to laugh at somebody else's joke.
You knew
least
that, and you're not even an academic.
I can't believe that these studies get funded. I mean, actually, I don't think they do. I think that people come out and they release the results of these studies, and they've just been sort of sitting around drinking tea for about 6 months, and then they come out with this completely obvious conclusions.
I think you just gave them, Tom, like the next four studies.
Right.
Men like women who are attractive.
Boy, there's a grant cycle for the next 5 years there, isn't it?
Sue, at a museum in Cambridge, England, three priceless antique Chinese vases were smashed to pieces when a visitor did what?
Fell over his shoelace on a staircase and reached out and smashed all three of them off the windowsill.
That's exactly what happened.
But what's even more amazing is that the museum just said, oh, never mind, you know, terribly sorry. We'll glue them back together. And they're not charging him anything.
Our fault.
Wait a minute, they were on the windowsill?
Well, yes. I mean, if you imagine this, it's sort of a...
We're like that with our antiques.
Yeah. I guess. I mean...
Our million-year-old vases.
You
or
wouldn't
vases,
want to embarrass
as Peter
the guy.
Can't get the queen off the windowsill. It's terrible.
There's a staircase that leads down to a sort of landing, and the landing is in front of a window, and the window's recessed, and there's a little shelf. And since the
with priceless vases on
well,
it.
Well, you know, since the 1940s, these 300-year-old Chinese vases have sat there. This guy's coming down the stairs, and as Sue says, he trips, and he rolls down, and he's like, oh, my gosh, and that reflex you have. You're like, I will grab something so as to steady myself.
Uh-oh.
I'll grab those three vases.
They look handy.
Well, when they shattered, were there like old gum wrappers and cigarette butts and everything all over the floor?
I don't know. I do know, however, that the guy got three wishes suddenly after. I don't know. According to witnesses, this clumsy perp pointed at his shoelace and said, there's the culprit! But the museum was, as you say, Sue, very nice. They didn't press any charges. They sent him home. They wouldn't release his name. And they say they will glue the vases back together. Although they are in, quote, very small pieces.